In the name of Jesus, we shall continue our study. We talk about Jesus promote the outcast groups. We'll finish talk about women. Now we're going to talk about sinners and tax collectors. Can you imagine if Jesus is here today? Probably, can you imagine that he is the friend of all the people who are in jails right now? Those people in jails, they are robbers and thieves and murderers. And maybe those people you hate, or I also dislike those people. And in their generations, the sinners were not welcome as well, right? The Bible said, Pharisees and tax collectors, they do not like sinners. They don't even eat with them, right? Let's turn to Luke chapter 5, verse 30. Luke chapter 5, verse 30. Luke chapter 5, verse 30. 周弟兄, 你来读一下吧, 那个 Brother Cho from Argentina. Luke chapter 5 verse 30. 周弟兄, hey. Luke chapter 5 verse 30. Can you imagine that today Pastor Liang always eat with a thief or robber? And, you know, they are always together. You are TJC church chorus. You go to Sabbath every day. But you see Pastor Liang continue to stay with them. Probably you will complain too, right? What do you think? Now sometimes our heart is very different from Jesus' heart. Like we are church chorus, like verses, they are law observer. And they think that they are higher class, a class higher than those people that who do bad in the society. How many of you still remember there was a guy called Randolph who cheated a lot of people's money? Do you remember that story? That he was a son of pastor, but he opened a company, investment company. People like entrust him with money, but he take away all by himself. Do you remember the story? Huh? Yes, you remember, right? Those persons are like tax collectors in this generation. And can you imagine that Jesus is also his friend? Get closer to him. That's how Jesus was. Please read Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. Sorry. It's not 3. Let me see. Chapter 2. Oh, sorry, chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 12. 12 and 13. 2, 12 and 13. 不晓得叫谁读。来，我来叫名字。顺便点一个。 Carter, are you here? Yes, please read. How's your feet? Better? Thank God. Can you read chapter, verse 12 and 13? You see, even like a tax collector come to John the Baptist and ask John, what shall we do? You know, nowadays it's very difficult for people to ask you, what shall you do? They will tell you what you shall do. A lot of time after we give sermon, a member will come, hey, what you shall do to talk about a sermon? Now, what shall we do? What shall I do after listening to a sermon? They will teach us how to give a sermon instead of they will try to, you know, have a life transformation after listening to a sermon. Now, people will only ask others what shall they do if they truly are convinced with the truth they hear. And John was very straightforward, right? Do not collect whatever you shall collect. You shall not collect more. Very straightforward. Nowadays, if to preach in USA, I experienced once upon a time, I preach about marriage, right? And I talk about if anybody hit their wife, they are like, this is Chinese saying, this is not Bible actually. They are like a dog and pigs. Because they hit their wife, right? Chinese people say that, 打太太是猪狗牛啦. Anyway, maybe you don't understand Chinese. I just mentioned that, right? And the brother get up and walk out the door and slam the door, bang, and he left. Because he just hit his wife yesterday. So, very difficult to tell them what is right. The Bible says that, even now, I'm serious, nowadays it's not easy. I remember a deacon told me, when he was preaching on a podium, one of the members stand up and give him a middle finger and left. I'm sorry I say this, but I'm just saying that this tax collector that asked John, then what should I do? It's very different. Now in USA, it's hard to preach, especially people are they think they are somebody. A lot of people think they are somebody. They come here just to, you know, maybe not to listen to the word of God. So they like to, they do not come here to see the mirror, to see what the mirror reflect to them, what kind of image they have. They come here to see how good is the mirror. Is the mirror $100 or $1,000? How good is the mirror, right? So, you know, some sinners, they come, and John was very straightforward. You shall do whatever you shall do. This time when I went to South Africa, we have members that start to, you know, going to wild parties and drink, and the wife was very worried because every time the husband come home, we'll get drunk. And we go there, and one of my co-workers started to preach. And he started to scold members, you know. He says that if you continue doing this, this is the first sign to go for adultery. Very straightforward. The member was there, lowering down his head, and continued listening. And I realized, wow, those members in South Africa, they are so humble. They know that they did wrong, but they take it, right? But many of us, we hear, we have a lot of education, we care about our own face, we do not like to lose face, right? If you do not, is it right English expression? How come you're laughing? And if you say something bad about them, they cannot take it, especially if we do not pray hard. Or if people do not pray hard, it's very difficult. Huh? But actually, in the Bible, when they talk about tax collector and sinners, not only Jesus become their friend, not John teach them, they were the one that Jesus said, yeah, those guys are beloved by Jesus Christ, right? Let's turn to, again, Luke chapter 5, verse 30. Luke chapter 5, verse 30. We just read it. Pharisees and scribes was complaining, why you are with them, right? And verse 31 and 32, what did Jesus say? 31 and 32. Actually, you know what? Let's start from 29. 27. 27 to 29. Let me call your name. This is Xiao Ting Gao. Xiao Ting. Who is Xiao Ting? Where are you from, sister? Huh? You're from Montreal. Okay. First time seeing you. Can you read 27 to 29? You know, Levi and there's another guy called Matthew, they are all tax collectors, they follow Jesus Christ. Even Matthew later on become, not Levi, Matthew, become one of the 12. He was a tax collector as well. Jesus even chose gangster to become preacher. Do you know that? Do you know, you think all the preachers in USA, all the pastors in USA, they were good guys in the past? What do you think? Do you think Pastor Vuti was a good guy? I'm sorry, Pastor Vuti. I'm just saying it, right? Do you think a lot of preachers there are... No, I'm telling you, I am that good. I gotta confess. You know, I did a lot of silly things myself. I just do not, you know, it's past, you know. But I just let you know, I lost my Holy Spirit when I was young. That's how bad I was. I was so bad to a moment that Holy Spirit do not like me anymore. So Holy Spirit left. Yeah, taking knife to stab people, run after people, right? We were like that kind of person. Do you know, somebody told me, oh, I'm sorry to talk about my coworker, but they are good right now. They are good right now. But you know, Pastor Timothy, I heard that he was so naughty in the past. Right? Do you know that? I heard that the mother even like cried in his prayer, in a prayer for, just for the son all the time. So you think that Jesus only choose you good guys? They choose me, bad guys as well, right? So tax collectors, they were chosen by God, by Jesus as workers as well. Of course, some people like Pastor Liang or holy man, you know. Jesus also chose holy men. But Jesus also like chose bad guys to serve in his kingdom. So you know, Jesus is so wonderful. Now after Levi was chosen, what did he do? He provided a feast to invite the other tax collectors and sinners who come to listen to Jesus. Do you know, really, if a person was bad before, right? He really, when he was chosen, he would really appreciate the grace of the Lord. He really tried to repay Jesus Christ. Oh. Many times our church established because newly believer went back to their hometown and preached to them, their family member, and then our church was built up. Especially in early days, it's always like that. Oh. This is how our church developed. So Levi invited all his friends over, and then they were sitting with Jesus. And Jesus then, when people are complaining, Jesus said, only the sick need the doctor. The righteous, Jesus did not come to call the righteous, but to call the sinners. So brethren, today, we preach to those who has a need, who think they need Jesus. To those who are not, you know, humble in their spirit, you know, think they have a lot, many things already, thinks they are righteous, sometimes it's really hard to approach them, right? Let's read chapter 15, verse 1. Luke 15, verse 1. Amber, law. 15, verse 1. Amber? Two. You know, Pharaoh says that Jesus received the sinners and ate with them. And in order to allow Pharaoh to know that, yes, indeed, I am here to seek for the lost. Continuously in chapter 15, talk about three parables. One, first parable is what? One out of 100, right? Sheep. Second parable is what? One out of 10. This is like a piece of silver coin. And the third one is like lost sons. A man has two sons. So these two sons, actually, they are lost also. Huh? So you can see, if you want to learn to speak sermon, this is a very good example. This is a climax of value from ships, not as expensive, to silver coin, more expensive, yeah? Hello? And then, people's life, souls. So there's a climax. From one of tenth to one of two, right? So Jesus was indeed a very good sermon speaker. And in this three parable, just to express one idea that Jesus come to seek for the lost. Many people are touched by the parable of lost son. But when you study carefully, Actually, there are two love signs over here, actually. Even though we say one of two, but actually two. Your homework is, one of your homework is to analysis why the elder son is also got lost. Sounds fair to you? Okay? Because one of the sister give the sermon on this. So you will find, you will receive the answer when the sister gives sermon, okay? But you can see that the elder son is also lost. But from the youngest son, we learn several things. Number one, any one of you, right, if you want to leave the father, do you think Jesus will hold you back or let you go? Huh? Let's read. Chapter 15, verse 11 and 12. Maya. 11 and 12. Actually, Maya, I know you. Let's pick someone that I do not know. Let's see. Priscilla Chu. Who is Priscilla Chu? Priscilla Chu, where are you from? Huh? Vancouver. Oh, I did not go to Vancouver for a long time. I don't know anybody anymore. Can you read 12, 13? Louder, please. Actually, this action is a despise to the father. Right? How do you know it is a despise to the father? In the old days, only if the father is incapable or not capable of handling things, then it is time to divide the property to sons. But at this point of time, actually, the father was still in charge, but the son wanted his portion. He wanted to go. He wanted to be on his own. And this is insulting to the father. But the father still let him go, right? When Adam tried to pick up the forbidden fruit, right? Sometimes I wonder, why God do not allow Adam to what? Eve. Why God do not allow Eve to have a stomach ache? I need to go to the bathroom and then forget about to pick up the fruits, you know? Why God do something to forbid you to commit sin? I know at that moment, right, you are tempted. You have your tendency just one step further, you might lose a lot of grace. How come God did allow you continue to do it? Why is it? Why the father allowed the younger son to go away? Why? Yes, brother. You are saying something. Yes, free will, right? Free will, you got choices, right? I cannot force my son to love me. Can I force you to love me, Alex? See, you want to choose your major, I'll let you go. I'm sorry. No, true love is allow you to exercise your free will. Because your father cannot truly lock you up and do whatever he wants you to do. So even though you might insult it, your father, you might insult it, if any father, he still let you go, right? But guess what? The Bible says, 离开我,你就不能做什么. Really, you can experience it. If you truly depart from the Lord, you cannot go too far. You cannot go too far. For sure, one thing for sure, one day you will feel so empty. If you have no way, if it is not that, you have no way to go. Like Balaam, right? Balaam. Like he want to go his own way. Guess what happened? So he was on the highway. Suddenly there was detour. He got to go to in the field. He didn't know why. Suddenly the donkey ran into the field because the donkey saw the dangerous, right? So a lot of times you want to go to your own way. If the Lord still love you, I'm sorry, you cannot go too far. Even though you force yourself to back to the highway, but later on your feet got hurt because the highway become narrower and then narrower. And then you got to, you know, your feet got hurt to the point that donkey cannot go for any further. So if the Lord still loves you, he will let you. You have nowhere to go. try to remind you to come back. But I see that some of you, NYTS graduate, actually, they are good students over here, but they are not here today. And I saw from their Facebook, really, God really chastised them. Like Balaam had nowhere to go. But guess what? They are still out there with their heart hardened, stiff-necked. Some people are like that. I'm sorry. I mean, if you continue to want to walk your way, even though the Lord may give you discipline, warning, but again, the Lord will not bind you and say, you shall go back. It's only a sign, but you still can make decision. But, you know, final decision. If you still do not come back, in the final judgment day, just like you will run into the sword of the mighty angel. But maybe you don't see it right now, but it will. That's why the younger son cannot go too far, right? That's why chapter 2. Chapter 15. Verse 14 and 15. 16 to 15. What happened? What? Alini. No. Eileen. Oh, Eileen Lee. Eileen. Eileen. Who is Eileen? Oh, hi. Where are you from? Huh? Oh, her name. That's her name. Oh, your mom's name. What is your name? Jenny, where are you from, sister? Oh, you're from Irvine. Okay. So, please read. Sorry. Please read which verse? 14 to 16. Mm-hmm. To 16. So he ended up wanted to eat whatever the pigs want to eat. There was a famine. He has no other means. He squandered everything because, again, he was a lot's sons, right? Maybe I share this with you. When I was in Hawaii for 10 years, right, there was a phenomenon. A lot of Hawaiian brethren, they give up on church after high school. But guess what? A lot of them come back around in their 30s, 30-something. And when they come back, and they will testify what kind of journey they have gone through. And when they testify, or when she or he testified, the whole church was crying. Why? Because many of them go through the same journey. Yeah. This time we are very thankful that we can hear wonderful testimony. Because from the testimony, you learn a lot of stuff. For example, number one, I think I learned one thing. We are so lucky we are born in TJC. We are born TJC member. Like for brother to know the importance of Holy Spirit. Well, you got to go through spiritual experiences, right? So the Satan, right? You got to go through that to know, yeah, he needs Holy Spirit. He got to experience that 30 years of skills lost suddenly. And to know that, yes, indeed, God is more powerful than him. But many of us, we are beside the Lord. We are protected not only by the Lord. The Lord provide your good parents to protect you. And you are in the spiritual realm. In the spiritual realm, you are under God's kingdom. Satan has no power on you. Therefore, we are quite safe. But one day you departed from here, one thing I learned. I told you I am not that good. I was once lost. One thing I learned, I was so empty, so, not kind of empty is, you feel like to cry, when you feel like God is not with you because you are out there wandering. You feel like there is very void, I guess that is from God. I mean, I have God with all my life. And suddenly, go to a place without church to study. And in that year, no brothers and sisters, no family members, just one person alone in a foreign country. And then do not do good in school and start to give up on oneself and then act like a Gentile people. At that time, you feel like all the peace and joy are gone. And all my journey was like, my school grade was so bad that I feel like to cheat all the time when it comes to test, but I dare not to cheat. I just hope that I can cheat, but I still think I cannot cheat. So every time I was struggling, if I should cheat, but I still determined not to cheat. And then therefore, I get my grade back. Wow, 30, 20. What's going on here? I never got embarrassed in my life, right? And then not only that, I mean, after you are away from the Lord, the greatest punishment for me is emptiness, very empty. So I determined to return. When it comes to that turning point, you know that you have nowhere to go. It's your decision. Shall you return or shall we remain? And let your heart numb. Let your heart, just ignore all the calling. Just ignore all the conscious feelings. Just continue, doing the best thing until, get drunk until like you feel no feeling. You're like a dead living person. Like a Gentile person. You can choose that way too. You can choose that way too. Or you can choose like this lost son. He come back. I think one of the key words over here is that he wake up and think about his own errors. Verse 15, 16. I think this is key word for this lost son, right? Lydia Shea. Please read. Sorry. 17, sorry. Came to himself. Okay, jump to 18. Heaven and before. He determined, he wake up, he come to himself and return and say, I sin against heaven, I sin against you. This is the beginning of his new life. Huh? This is the beginning of his new life. Guess what? You look at this lost son story. The father said, look him from afar. The day the son went out, the father kept looking forward to see when my son is going to come back, when my son is going to come back. So when he was afar, he knew already. So run. Did he run? Did he run? Run and hug, right? No, verse 20. I think in the earlier NYTS, I know in the very, very early days, I know everyone. But now I'm getting old. You are getting young. So I don't know anybody anymore. Thomas Xu. Who is Thomas Xu? Yes, please read. Where are you from, brother? Houston. Okay, please read. Where was that? Yeah, verse 20. Wow, who ran? The son ran or the father ran? Father, right? Can you imagine your old father? Like, imagine 60, 70, 60, old father. Maybe he cannot walk that fast, but he see you, he start to run. Can you imagine that? When you are still very far, he run, and he hug you, and what? Did he kiss him? And kiss him, right? Hug him, and kiss him, and give him new clothes, new shoes, new rings. New robes. So really, one day you return back from the Lord. New robe prefigure status. God restore your status. You don't think you deserve to be a son. God give your sonship back. Give you a ring. Holy Spirit is the seal. Huh? In old times, ring is always a seal. So it may restore you, give you back your Holy Spirit. I still remember when I determined to come back to the church. I was in Louisiana. That year was very, very bad for me. There was no church. I was bad. And I determined to transfer school to New York City. I still remember, I cannot forget the first time I came to church. I dare not come to front. I sit at the very back, last rows.
And I kneel down. And I'm not sure if I have Holy Spirit, right? I kneel down. I still can pray in tongue. I hear everybody was praying. I cannot help it. Just tears flow like faucet water, right? Flowing. Very, I feel like, thank God. You know, God still accepted me. Still did not take my Holy Spirit away. That kind of feeling is so unworthy and so thankful. So, you know, most of us are born in TCAC. A lot of time, in the journey of faith, maybe once you might deviate from the path. But you got to remember that there is a very merciful Father who is welcoming you to come back. Will restore you, Holy Spirit, give you clothings, happy with you, cure the feast for you. The NYT is still there for you. Every NYTS is a feast, you know that, right? You can always come back to enjoy the Lord. He's so loving. That's why when Pharisees say that, how come you eat with tax collectors? And then Jesus continues, three stories, just tell you that. Tell us that indeed he loves you. He loves the sinners. He just wants everybody to return back to you, to him. So this is the lost younger son. So your homework is that why the eldest son is also lost.
I think that will be good for these slides. Let's talk about Jesus not only promoted the sinners, the women, the outcast person. Book of John is very interesting. He also talked about the poor. The poor, of course, is not very honored in the society. But in the book of Luke, look up the poor. It's very interesting. It's very different from the other gospel. The other gospel, it says that blessed are those who are poor in spirit. But in book of Luke, did not say poor in spirit. It's very, very what? Very frank. The poor. Not in spirit, huh? The poor, huh? And even like, not only blessed to the poor, woe to the rich. Be careful if you are rich. According to the book of Luke, huh? Let's turn to Luke chapter 6, verse 20. Luke chapter 6, verse 20. He Ming Ha. Are you from Korea, sister? Is that right? Yeah, from Korea. Can you read verse 20? 6:20. Can you read out loud, please? Okay, I did not hear you. But anyway, you who poor are blessed because the kingdom of God is yours. Can someone read verse 24? Ching En Chao. Chen En Chao. Oh, you're Jason. Okay. 24. Yeah. I shouldn't say this condition. In the book of Luke, it really tells about the dangers of the rich and the blessing of the poor. But if you survey the TCAC member, okay? Now, let me come to my own conclusion first after I read through the story of the book of Luke. If you survey TCAC member, really, most members are middle class or
At the beginning, first generation, they were maybe below middle class. Now, I thank God I'm blessed with the opportunity to visit many countries like Greece, like Spain, like Italy, or South Africa. Many of them are Hokkienese. They are from Hokkien. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to look. But those people really, many of them are from the countryside. They cannot find a means for living. Therefore, they got to go to foreign countries they believe that in foreign countries they can make much more money than their original place. And look at them, they are very zealous. They are very zealous in their faith. Some of them are, but indeed they are poor. The first generation of Taiwanese, I mean, my family was very poor. I know that too many rich TJC members in the early histories of Taiwan. And you look at Jesus followers also. Jesus followers. Who are the Jesus followers? Most of them are blue collars. Most of them. Very few are like Pharisees, like Nicodemus. Very few are like that. So when the Bible says, blessed are the poor, I guess it's not that the rich should be cursed. It is because usually when the poor do not have means for in life, they do not have too much resource in life, they have nowhere to go. And the only way they can go is Jesus Christ. That's why you be from this angle, it is true. But of course, it's up to you. You want to choose to be rich or choose to be poor. But I guess the spirit of is more important is that even though one day you are rich, you shall know that money cannot be your master. If one day money becomes your master, I'm sorry. Jesus simply said, it is hard for the rich to enter into the kingdom of God. Now let's try to survey all those type of message in the book of Luke. Let's turn to Luke 12, verse 26. Luke 12, verse 26. Here is a parable of a rich fool, right? Please read 12, 16. Can we have... Joshua, right? Joshua. Seventeen. 18. You know what? In this world, anyone who is rich on always like to be richer. Because of money, not because of money, you can be content with money. That is the fact. That is the fact of this life. Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10. The poor want to get rich, but the rich person want to be getting richer. This is how it is in the society, huh? Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10. 5, verse 10. Peter Han. Who is Peter Han? Peter Han? Who is Peter Han? Huh? Wait, which church he belong to? Huh? Oh, really? Oh. Okay. Angel Sanchez. Angel Sanchez? Oh, hi, Angel. Which church you belong to? Huh? Oh, I don't know you. I was from Bowen Park, actually, long time ago. But please read where? Huh? Oh, chapter 5, verse 10, right? Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10, please read.
Okay. Yeah, that's done. Okay, sorry. Okay. So anyone who loves the silver, if he is greedy for silver, he won't be satisfied of silver. Greedy for abundance, he will not be content with his benefit. This is the rich man. He was a rich person, but he had too much. Therefore, you want to do something drastic. You do not have enough to hold. You want to build and not start to hold. You know, so all the rich person, every day they got to think about how to retain their rich, how to increase their rich. So they have mental consuming and planning and action. This is how people like to do in the society. How many of you know there's a book called Poor Father, Rich Father? 穷爸爸,富爸爸. Huh? Oh, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Okay, sorry. Only read Chinese. Anybody read this book before? Oh. I guess you guys do not too care too much about money. That's good. That's good. You are young and you don't care too much about money. That's good part. That's good part. Anyway, nowadays people are thinking about, if you read USA Today financial columns or any columns, they'll talk about, you know, how to have earlier retirement, how to retirement comfortably, or how do you get your first million dollars, right? People are thinking about this. Actually, to get rich is it wrong? Yeah. To get rid, money is neutral. To get money is neutral, but the problem is that what are you going to, in this field, how are you going to make sure that you are not entangled and bounded by love of money? Love of money. Love of money, if one day become greedy, it is really, not what God wants us to have. And this person, this rich, he wanted to have more. He wanted to store more. So he is not satisfied with what he has. He wanted to have more. And after he built it up, let's come back to Luke chapter 12, verse 19. Luke 12, verse 19. Ariel. Oh, you are Ariel. Yeah. I think I know you. Please read. Chapter 12, verse 19. Okay, that's good. I like your voice. Everybody should read like her. Yes. Now, dive, right? Dive, some people want to get more. That is everybody. Everybody likes to get more, right? I mean, even the rich want to get more. The poor want to get more. And the purpose to get more is that you can eat and drink and be merry. Oh. I'm sorry, but because I'm getting older, for some reason, food is very delicious to me right now. When I was young, I don't care too much about food. I eat like... in 3 minutes, then, you know, or 5 minutes, the lunch is done. But now, I enjoy food, you know. You know, people say that they don't like to go to South Africa because it's very dangerous. Indeed, every day you hear robbery here in Cape Town, in Johannesburg. You hear robbery. Brother and sister says that there are robbery in the next doors. Even brother and sister got robbed, right? But and people are scared to go to South Africa, but I enjoy going there. You know why? Because they can eat delicacies like Godzilla? How do you call it, pronounce it? Huh? Gazelle. Yeah. You can eat that. And you can eat crocodile. You can eat ostrich. Ostrich, big egg. You can eat... And you know, only $20, all you can eat. $20, wow, it's so good, you know. And then, But the following day, guess what? All the pao in the mouth. The food is too much nutrition, so your mouth start to get the what? How do you say it? Ganger sore? But anyway, the eating part is good. The eating part is good. Now, people in my age, you know, eating and drinking is very nice, right? Yeah, this is what many people are pursuing for. But I think besides eating and drinking, it says that be merry and eat, have an easy life, you know. But guess what? Even though he thinks that everything is done, everything is provided, he can eat so good, but guess what? There's a voice, God talked to him. You fool, tonight your soul is required of you. Who is going to take over all you have? I think, why the Lord say he was a fool? Is it because he gathered together too much for himself, therefore he is fool? Is it because he eat and drink, therefore he is fool? Why the Bible say he is fool? Yeah, he did not know that tonight the soul is required of you. Therefore, the Bible continues saying, if anyone, verse 21, if anyone is rich, yet they are not rich in front of God, they are like a rich fool. So what do you learn from here, brother and sister? I mean, greed of money is the root of all evil. But if you do not have greedy heart, you just work like any people, do your duty, God might give you wealth as well. But the problem is that you got to understand this life is not in your control. You got to always prepare for that day to come, and it can come anytime. Do you have any friends who are in the Malaysia Airline, which flew by Auckland, Ukraine, and got shut down? Do you have any friends up there? Do you have any friends in Malaysia Airlines 360? 360, 360, 360. Anyway, also got disappeared, right? Another airline. So people are saying that don't take Malaysia Airlines right now, right? Anyway. Now, the Bible says some people die 不当死而死, 不该活而活. Some people, they are not supposed to die, but they die. They are not supposed to live, but they live because of human error. That is human error. But every one of us, your life and your territory is predestined. But you do not know when that day will come, really. How many of you have friends die young? How many of you have friends die in their young age? Yeah? How many of your friends die in young age because of drug or car accident? Yeah? Accidentally, right? You do not know, right? But they just gone, right? When I talk about this, I remember one of the stories. I heard when I was young. There's a couple who love each other so much, right? And at that time, they just had motorcycle, become prevail in very popular in Taiwan. And the husband know how to ride motorcycle. And the wife also tried to learn how to ride motorcycle. So the husband was teaching the wife to learn to ride motorcycle. But the wife, you know, is not very good in cars. So instead of put on the brake, he do what? Put on the gasoline, right? The husband was holding in the back, but suddenly he just pushed the gas too much, right? Boom! And then she hit the wall. And die immediately, at the sense. The husband would feel so sad, right? I mean, life could be like that. How come the Bible says this man, rich man is fool? Because he never think about that day might come. And if you want to be smarter than him, you got to know that day could be any time to our life. Well, that day could be any time in our life. I have an IE teacher. He came to USA to study, just like me. And he
One day he went to McDonald's. And then when he got out of McDonald's, he squatched down and holding his heart. Heart, very, very, very painful. And then he had a friend coming with him. Call 911 immediately. No, immediately. Otherwise, it's not heart attack. Can go anytime, right? He just, thank God, he put a balloon into the veil. And he was survived. But there was another brother, very good brother. I miss him a lot because when he was in Pacifica Church, he like every Wednesday night he go out to pick a lot of members, a lot of brothers and sisters to the church for services. Very, very good brother. But the same thing, he also one day when he was in his office also feel very painful with his heart, squashed down, and then he got hospitalized and never come out. So, rich can be a fool if you do not plan for your, not retirement, for heavenly kingdom. Can we call it retirement? Maybe retire in heavenly kingdom. So this is one story that the Bible says, this rich do not know, do not prepare for it. Another story, now let's read this one. I think we shared this already, but let's read it again. Luke 12. Luke 12, 15. Not 15, sorry. Yes, 15. Luke 12, 15. Barry Chung? Barry? PMVB, sorry. Chang Cha Lin? Chen Jia? Oh, I know you. Annie Yang? Annie Yang? Who is Annie Yang? Huh? Not here? Ah, 随便. Anybody read? Yeah, your brother, what's your name? Huh? Toby, can you read Toby? Where are you from? Irvine? Austin. Oh, sorry. Can you read verse 15? Oh, by the way, can we put this on the test? How do I test you on this verse? Can you memorize it? Just last part, that verse. A man's life is not consist of the abundance of his possessions. You can memorize in Chinese because I memorize in Chinese. Oh, Korea. No problem. Oh. Yeah. I think the Lord gave the story about the rich is based on this verse. The life is not consist of the possessions, material possessions. I guess you hear this a lot in the sermon. But is it true? It is true. I think everybody like money because money indeed is very useful. Money can pay your tuition. Money can get you a Mac. Mac? Yeah? I guess you're a Mac person. You're not a PC person. No? Anyway. Money is very useful. Chinese people say money can make devil do a lot of things for you. Indeed. But you also hear, I also hear my pastor says, money is not everything. You heard about this. Money can buy you books, but knowledge. But not knowledge. Money can buy you insurance, but not health. Money can buy you bed, but not sleep. Money can buy you a girl, but not love. Money can buy you a house, but not warmth inside. But even though you have a lot of stuff, let's say you have, how many sisters have more than 10 shoes? You don't need to raise your hand. I don't want to know. Like you have thousands of shoes. Like you have whole closet of shoes. How many shoes you can wear per time? Can you wear two shoes at the same time? Like you have a mansion, you have 100 beds. How many beds you can sleep? Right? You have a lot of clothing. How many clothes you can wear, especially in hot LA? Right? You have so many, but how much you can enjoy it at a time? Not much, right? So really, I mean, content is a great wisdom. And content is the source of happiness. I don't want to curse the rich. I mean, the Bible over here talk about there are a lot of dangers of rich. If you continue reading the book of Luke, talk about really rich people, they have too much burden. They have too much burden because of what they have. Because of rich, a young guy cannot follow Jesus simply because he is too rich. Therefore, he cannot give up on what he has. Oh. But this is something for you to learn. Even though you can be rich, but if one day, you can do like this, you are okay. What is it? I have no time. Maybe read this verse, huh? Chapter 12, verse 33. Kyle, can you read quickly? I have no time. Mm-hmm. You one day you are rich, right? You still have that mentality. You can sell what you have and give alms. Meaning that you truly can become a master of the money. Like you know how to fully utilize it. You know? Some people are poor, but they are still slave of money because they are so stingy. Some people are rich, but they are still slave of money because they are so stingy. Like, they don't know how to use money to help other people. They just do not want to let money go. They want to control it. I guess that means that their heart has been entangled, has been controlled by money. And if your heart is entangled, controlled by money, I'm sorry, Jesus is very hard to take root. It's very hard for Jesus to take root in your heart. I think I want to continue on this subject because Book of Luke is very unique in this part. But there are a lot of rooms for us to meditate. Let's pray in silence.